They could be seen in there now, working at two big upholstered desks, flanked by drawing boards. There was an intercom of the usual type, so one could stand outside and talk to those inside without going through the lock. But Johnny could not imagine trying to talk technical matters through one of those intercoms. Colonel Ivan must have read his mind. He pushed forward and said in his limited English,
"You going there?"
Then he looked around wildly for a coordinator who spoke Russian. The coordinator interpreted.
"He says that's bulletproof glass in that canopy. He can't cover you with rifles."
Robert the Fox said, somewhat desperately,
"Haven't you been out long enough for your first day?"
"This is what I came over to do,"
said Johnny, rolling off Windsplitter. Doubtfully, Colonel Ivan handed him the knob carry, and at the same time tried to get the interpreter to translate.
"The colonel says not to stand in the airlock,"
said the coordinator.
"To go inside and move over to the right. If you don't, his men can't charge in."
Hobbling toward the atmosphere lock, Johnny heard the crowd behind him saying things like,
"He's going in there too. Doesn't he realize these cyclos?"
And,
"Ah, look at those awful beasts in there."
Johnny didn't like all this impeding of his actions. Being a symbol had its problems. It was an entirely new idea to him that he couldn't move about freely at his own discretion, and that others would have a say in where he was going. He guessed the Chamco brothers usually had their canopy curtains closed, because even though the curtains were now open, they had lights burning. He put on an air mask a pilot had handed him.